productivity and quality of male green asparagus in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Authors: Ana Maria Castanino, Karina Elizabeth Diaz, Andrea Paola Gisalis, William John Rogers, Agostino Falavinu and Maria Belen Rossini. Abstract. Introduction. In asparagus cultivation, as it is a perennial productive alternative, evaluation is required to know the response of different genotypes to the area in which are being introduced. Objective. The aim of the present work was to determine the productivity of 7 Italian male hybrids and an American control of green asparagus from an adult plantation in its stage of stable productivity. Materials and methods. The study was carried out in Azial, Argentina, 19/8/2016, where the following genotypes were evaluated: Italo, Zeno, Era. Productivity and quality of male green asparagus in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Authors: Ana Maria Castanino, Karina Elizabeth Diaz, Andrea Paola Gisalis, William John Rogers, Agostino Falavinu and Maria Belen Rossini. Abstract. Introduction. In asparagus cultivation, as it is a perennial productive alternative, evaluation is required to know the response of different genotypes to the area in which are being introduced. Objective. The aim of the present work was to determine the productivity of 7 Italian male hybrids and an American control of green asparagus from an adult plantation in its stage of stable productivity. Materials and methods. The study was carried out in Azial, Argentina, 19/8/2016, where the following genotypes were evaluated: Italo, Zeno, Eros, Urkel, H668, Marne, Gaiov, and the control UC157. Large and small seedling in 2 cutting lengths, 22 and 17 centimeters, were compared. The variables were total fresh commercial productivity of long and short spears, number of long and short total commercial spears, mean weight of long and short spears, caliber distribution, very small asparagina, a less than 6 millimeters, small s, 6-9 millimeters, medium m, 9-12 millimeters, large l, 12-16 millimeters, extra large xl, 16-18 millimeters, and giant j, greater than 18 millimeters, and the defects, very short spears, sprouted spears, plague damaged spears and others such as twisted, double or diseased spears. Data were analyzed by ANOVA, p, greater than or equal to 0.05 and Fisher's restricted LSD test. Results. The average first quality commercial production achieved with both harvested lengths was 4.41 THI1, 37% short and 63% long spears. 17 spears were obtained per plant, 44% short and 56% long spears. In number of total commercial spear, 267,189 spears H1, Urkel, Gaiov, Eros, and H668 exceeded the mean. The genotypes with the highest commercial productivity were Gaiov and Urkel, while by number of spears Eros and H668. The main defect was sprouting, 93%. Conclusions. In order to optimize the commercial yield and minimize the sprouting defect, it is suggested to harvest daily and to use 2 cutting lengths to increase commercial spear percentage. Keywords: steam vegetables, asparagus officinalis, crop yield, food quality, Urkel, H668, Marne, Gaiov, and the control UC157. Large and small seedling in 2 cutting lengths, 22 and 17 centimeters, were compared. The variables were total fresh commercial productivity of long and short spears, number of long and short total commercial spears, mean weight of long and short spears, caliber distribution, very small asparagina, a less than 6 millimeters, small s, 6-9 millimeters, medium m, 9-12 millimeters, large l, 12-16 millimeters, extra large xl, 16-18 millimeters, and giant j, greater than 18 millimeters, and the defects, very short spears, sprouted spears, plague-damaged spears and others such as twisted, double or diseased spears. Data were analyzed by ANOVA, p, greater than or equal to 0.05 and Fisher's restricted LSD test. Results. The average first quality commercial production achieved with both harvested lengths was 4.41 THA1, 37% short and 63% long spears. 17 spears were obtained per plant, 44% short and 56% long spears. In number of total commercial spear, 267,189 spears HA1, Urkel, Gyov, Eros, and H668 exceeded the mean. The genotypes with the highest commercial productivity were Gyov and Urkel, while by number of spears Eros and H668. The main defect was sprouting, 93%. Conclusions. In order to optimize the commercial yield and minimize the sprouting defect, it is suggested to harvest daily and to use two cutting lengths to increase commercial spear percentage. Keywords. Steam vegetables, asparagus officinalis, crop yield, food quality.